One big way aspiring hip-hop artists get attention is through mixtapes. These collections of music are put together by a DJ, who often adds his own beats, raps, and remixes. Mixtapes are usually sold on CD at street fairs, independent music stores, concerts, and on the internet. It's a way for fans to hear new music, and for influential DJs to promote favorite new musicians. The DJs generally don't buy the rights to the music, and in January, a prominent Atlanta DJ was arrested and accused of violating the copyright on music he put on mixtapes. DJ Drama's arrest is making some other mixtape DJs feel vulnerable to potential legal action. Youth Radio's King Anya Howell mixes it up for us in this report.
Used to be if you were a DJ, mixtapes were automatic. But with the DJ Drama scandal, everything is all dramatic. But if I asked you what a mixtape is, you still wouldn't know. So to explain, I hollered at DJ J Pro.
A mixtape is a bunch of tracks put together by a DJ. Not just a bunch of songs put together. That's called a compilation.
Unlike compilations, DJs pick the cuts, blending and mixing them to make you shake your butts. Mixtapes have been around since DJing begun. But rapper 50 Cent left the mixtape shook and spun.
Ah, 50 Cent. He just basically went out, did it himself.
He stole beats from other artists and made his own song. John from M1 Promo says, that's not really wrong.
And it was like, if we put out this mixtape, you know, we don't have to clear no samples, we don't have to do nothing, and we get him hiding the streets. So then when he come with his real single, then his name is already ringing in the program director's ears and the DJs, the club DJs, and the radio DJs.
The folks DJ Slowpoke heard through the grapevine that the recording industry tried to put Drama in line.
RIAA sent them a letter to cease and desist on selling a certain type of mixtapes, and they came and raided and took his stuff. They seized everything, man. They even took his CDJs. It's a cold game.
The mixtape game is definitely a beast. But with everything going on, will the mixtape cease?
You know, a lot of the mixtape websites have shut down. They don't even, you know, they just said, we stopped selling mixtapes. But, I mean, on the street side, I think cats are still going to figure that they need to put their mixtape out. I'm not going to stop. I'm still going to put my mixtape out. Scraperville coming soon. Fresh Impressions, too.
You remember DJ J Pro. He go.
I mean, mixtapes is hot, period. It's easier to get on a mixtape than it is to come out with your own album. So that's why a lot of artists are hopping on mixtapes, because it's the easiest way to get out there. They're needed.
John says mixtapes ain't a scared person sport, but if you do enter the arena, you have his support.
If you don't mind going through what you might have to go through, I'll send you an MP3.
For NPR News, you know. King Anya Howell in your ear hole.
That story was produced by Youth Radio. Music by Brandon McFarland.